So coming up on October 12th, Supply Chain BR is headed this way. Joining us now to talk about this, Robert Baldridge. Robert, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on here. I like talking business as often as humanly possible. And we've seen something that I don't, it's not new, it's not unique since the pandemic, but it's definitely more on the front burner since the pandemic when it comes to supply chain issues. So let's talk a little bit about Supply Chain BR.
Supply Chain BR is an annual event that brings together the suppliers and the consumers of the supply chain. Mm-hmm. To flesh out ways that the supply chain can help you be more successful in your business.
What are some of the issues that folks are facing right now?
Well, you know, if you have a business and you make stuff and you want to make more stuff, mm-hmm. because you're successful, you run into many issues. One might be space. You need space to expand your manufacturing. You need more people. And so if you're providing your own warehousing and distribution, that might be an area. The supply chain might be an area where you can offload some of their non-core competency functions to somebody else and save money and use your resources more wisely.
Robert Baldridge is the founder of Supply Chain BR. He's also the president of Wilson Warehouse, which Warehouse suggests that that would play a role here in that needing space. So when it comes to the event itself, which is coming up October 12th at the Crown Plaza, tickets are available right now at supplychainbr.com. The event on the 12th, it's not just about the space. It's not just about handling. There is so much going into this. There's a number of panel discussions. Walk me through each one of them. Let's start with panel discussion number one, digital integration, enhancing customer experience.
You know, the purpose of supply chain is for both the suppliers and the consumers. And mm-hmm. so the first one is, how does the digital integration improve your customer's experience? Technology is always changing. Your visibility of your product in the supply chain is hugely important. Your customers want to know where their shipment is. And the panel discussion is about how to track your shipments, how your customers can use the technology out there to follow their process.
Panel session number two talks about strategic development and investment resources. I think this is one that is going to catch a lot of people's eyes because this is about the future.
Well, certainly it is, and we're looking to bring in those people that can help you with the financial resources you need to expand.
So it says tune into the instrumental role of strategic development, investment resources in driving growth and ensuring the success of supply chain organizations. When it comes to growth in Baton Rouge, where are we right now comparatively? Are we a market that's on the uptick?
Oh, certainly the business environment is growing mm-hmm. in Baton Rouge. The worldwide market might be a little slow, but Baton Rouge is growing. And we're primed. We're in a prime position to grow here. Some of our resources are tight. Space is tight. People are tight. It's hard to accommodate your growth in this environment. And that's what we're exploring.
How much of the overall economy, the national economy, is kicking back into Baton Rouge that caused, you know, hesitancy or maybe like a fear to take that next step?
Well, I ask everybody I see to go out and buy a car and then a set of snow tires. That would help me out a lot. But the national economy and the world economy drives Baton Rouge.
Right.
About almost 40% of our shipments at Wilson Warehouse are exports. Mm-hmm. So if the world economy is down, the producers here have to slow down what they're producing.
Panel three, success through sustainable logistics. What are sustainable logistics?
Well, of course, you know, we're trying to reduce and reuse. Mm-hmm. Especially when you export, the packaging has to be minimal because Europeans don't want cardboard, for instance.
Okay.
Locally, we're very environmental conscious. We're stewards of the goods and our community. And that means keeping plastic out of the water supply. That means providing a safe environment. And even if things go wrong, to have control over and protect your community.
We're talking with Robert Baldridge. He is the the founder of Supply Chain BR and president of Wilson Warehouse. So this isn't the first go at Supply Chain BR. Walk me through a little bit of how it went last time with last year's event.
Well, it was great. We started 2 years ago. Our idea was to start in 2020.
Right.
COVID hit, so we had a series of webinars instead. We had our first group in 21, mm-hmm. doubled in size in 22, and things are really looking up this year. We brought together the first group. We brought together labor suppliers, transportation suppliers, space builders. The second group, we did that again, plus the financial community came in and helped. There's a lot of networking going on. Our event will start in the at 8 o'clock in the morning. There'll be a keynote speaker. Then we'll have the panels. Then we have a case study. And then we have the folks that designed the interstate expansion coming in to give us an update on that.
Really? Very interesting. The who's the case study?
The case study is Waste Pro, and that follows in with the sustainability and what they are doing to help recycling.
Very cool stuff. We're talking with Robert Baldridge from Supply Chain BR about the event that's coming up at the Crown Plaza. All right, let's get an idea of numbers. How big? How many folks are we expecting? How many folks can we, you know, before we cap out?
Well, you need to get in early because we are getting close. We're expecting about 180 people to attend. We have 23 sponsors and 18 speakers in one day. So we're jam packed.
It is a full lineup. I was reading through it earlier before the show got started this morning. And it's not, this isn't one of those ones where you have to pick and choose between the big panel discussions or the panel sessions. They are sequential. So you're not choosing, do I have to choose between sustainable logistics and investment resources? No, you get both of them as the day maps out. And an after party at Tio Javi's as well. So for folks that want to get involved, supplychainbr.com is the website. What do they need to do when they get there? Walk us through signing up.
Well, first, the agenda is there. There's a link to sign up that'll bring you to a site that'll allow you to get a ticket. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great event.
None of these events happen without their sponsors. So let's talk a little bit about the sponsors, if we could. Who's on board to help you all run this thing?
Well, there's a list here. I'll run through it. There's Wilson Warehouse, Primtech, mm-hmm. West Baton Rouge Chamber of Commerce, Beard Logistics, mm-hmm. Siraj, Rotenberg Commercial Real Estate, Penske, Equipment Depot, Hug and Haul, which is another equipment, Clean Coders, which is an IT group, Plastic Distributors, M&L, Triple G, which is logistics, Attract Solutions, which is accounting, H&P Trailer Leasing, Waste Pro, Citizens Bank and Trust, Durashny Transportation, Malin, which is an equipment provider, TEDIC, which is an industry supplier, Roar Logistics, Blue Marble Development, IMC, and Bobox.
That is quite the crew that's on board to get this thing done. We got about 2 minutes left, Robert. And Robert Baldridge from Supply Chain BR is our guest, which is coming up Thursday, October 12th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Crown Plaza. I've been taking note of where y'all have been promoting this thing because that kind of tells me who needs to be there. I mean, you had a billboard on I-10, sure, but in the LSU edition of the 225 magazine. This is kind of, to me, that says this isn't just, not just your normal, like, your business report subscriber, absolutely. But this broadens out to catch a few other eyes and ears.
We're looking to get a mid-level manufacturer, a user of supply chain, to introduce them to what's available that will help them succeed. And so the target market is anybody in the Baton Rouge area that can use the supply chain to be more successful.
He is Robert Baldridge. The event is Supply Chain BR, supplychainbr.com to go get your tickets. Reading from the from when I was getting some of the notes on it, the event origin, it says, as a steward of goods and community, Robert Baldridge is keen to empower collaboration and regional growth that'll benefit his hometown for future generations. And I think we skip right past that collaboration part with the networking session, which is earlier on in the day. What will folks get out of that?
That's Actually, we were surprised. That was the most popular part of the program in the first year, second year, and I expect this year. The participants are given questions to ask, and you ask you pair up and you ask, and that networking session is wildly popular. It allows you to move around and meet different people, and all of a sudden you're making connections.
And that's the beautiful part about something like Supply Chain BR, is because there are so many folks that are in the same boat and have no idea they're in the same boat until they get in the same room. And peer-to-peer, man, it's all about the peer-to-peer, to be sure. He is Robert Baldridge. The event is October 12th over at the Crown Plaza. Visit SupplyChainBR.com to get your tickets. SupplyChainBR.com.